Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about how to pill your dog and cat. I have to give you a little sidelight here. I was going through a bunch of papers and last night I found this subject and it was written by David Williams. So this one gets dedicated to good David. Dogs, we'll start with those. Simplest way to pill a dog is open his mouth and poke it down his throat. Most of them have big mouths. You get the short nose breeze, it's a little more difficult. Basically what you do is you want to take a hold of their upper jaw, point their nose towards the ceiling. And if you do this yourself, you realize that in about 30 seconds, your mouth's going to come open. It's just out of physics is why that happens. So point his nose towards the ceiling, kind of hold down that bottom jaw with a couple fingers and drop the pill clear in the back. Maybe give it a little poke to get it on down. It's really pretty simple to do a dog. If you don't want to do that, or if your dog doesn't allow you to do that, is probably the better term, you need to give him a treat. Put it in a treat. Hot dogs, cheese, Velveeta works really well, peanut butter, anything that your dog really, really likes, you want to put it in that. If you have one pill, make sure you have two treats. Show him both of them. Oh, look, 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 isn't this exciting? Isn't this exciting? Get him all fired up. Give him the loaded pill first because he'll swallow that one down fast to get the other one. If you got three pills, got to have three treats, two loaded, one empty. If you do it that way, it works really, really well. The other thing that we have out at the office are what are called pill pockets. It's a little chewy thing. They come in beef, chicken, and peanut butter flavored. And most dogs works pretty well for them. Can't say so much for cats, but it works pretty well for dogs. One of my favorite stories that I tell people, and they ask me, how do I pill my dog? I had an elderly gentleman who came in and his dog had a heart condition, which of course means that he's going to give him pills every day for the rest of his life, maybe twice a day. This is an ongoing condition. So I told him this is what he had to do. I gave him all the suggestions I've just given you, and he called me 2 days and he said, Doc, I cannot get those pills down my dog. I've tried everything. I've tried hamburger. I've tried raw hamburger. I've tried cooked hamburger, I've tried the cheese and the peanut butter and the hot dog, he won't take anything. He said, I even bought some Braunschweiger and he wouldn't even take that. I said, well, I don't know what you're going to do. I said, I'm sorry, I don't have too many suggestions for you, but I tell you, you just need to figure out a way. He said, okay, I'll work on it. Well, he came back for his 10-day check and I hadn't heard anything from him. I said, how are you getting along with the pills? He said, absolutely wonderful. It's a piece of cake to do. And I said, well, what do you do? He said, well, after I talked to you on the phone, I was sitting on the couch and the dog was sitting in front of me. I threw the pill in the air and the dog caught it in midair and he took it. So every day I go in, I sit on the couch, I throw it in the air, he catches it. He said, as long as that dog can see to catch, we're in good shape. And I said, well, that's the most unique way that I've heard anybody give a pill, but I guess if it works for you, it works. And that's what I'm going to tell you. Whatever works for you, that's the way you do it. How do you pill a cat? Oh, I can't count the many times that I've been bitten by cats trying to pill them. They're quite a difficult animal to deal with. You can do like the dog, point their nose to the ceiling, keep a lower jaw open, pop in the back of their mouth, give it a little poke if you can. That works for some cats, and some cats, I've had them spit it out 10, 12 times on me, and I still didn't get them pilled. One thing that I want to tell you different about cats, and that is pills get caught in the throat of cats very easily. So you should always give them a little bit of water before you give them a pill, and then you should give them a water chaser. Now, that sounds like a lot of extra work, but to be real honest with you, if some of those pills, they get caught in their esophagus, actually cause some erosion in the esophagus, cause a sore in there, and that certainly doesn't help you get the next pill down. So how do you do that? Well, come on out. We've got little syringes that we can give you to put some water down them first. You can always stick it in between the interdental area behind the canine tooth and before the premolars. You can stick that in there, give them a little squirt of water. They'll open their mouth. They'll swallow the water, put the pill in, and then give them another drink of water. We actually have a pill pusher. That sounds like something illegal, but it's a little device that you fill with water, put the pill in the end of it, open their mouth as best you can, any way you can, pointing the nose to the ceiling is the best. Stick the pill pusher down the back of their throat and push the plunger. It puts the pill in the water and everything in all in one stroke. Now, that works pretty well. I've had people who couldn't give pills any other way, and that worked absolutely fantastic. One more thing you can do is you can crush it up and you can try to hide it in something stinky, from peanut butter to honey to smelly cat foods. Liver and fish are the two stinkiest cat foods that are on the market. Sometimes you can do that. However, remember that cats always smell their food before they eat it. And because of that, if there's something strange in there, they'll walk away and won't eat it and you will be in trouble. Sometimes when you open and poke, they salivate. I hear people called, oh my gosh, I think that pill's poisoning my cat. No, he's just mad at you. And he'll slobber and throw spit all over everywhere sometimes. So try some of these tricks. If you have trouble, give us a call. Maybe there's an injectable, or we can maybe have somebody make you one at a pharmacy that has a fish flavor or something and get it in a liquid form. It's easier for you. Those things are all possible. They're just a little more expensive. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street. And always our number is 243-2121, and we'll help you pill your cat if no one else will. Thanks.